The T-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is again Wednesday, I should say, even though I said that really weird.
Wednesday.
It is time for us to do the trifecta at 4:15, and if you're unfamiliar with that, time where we remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a 3-bedroom apartment in the sky.
Where are we at, DJ?
Deej?
Working on room 508, currently occupied by Lonnie Anderson.
Hey, now.
Now this would be a good room to be in, assuming that she's into stuff. Right? And she's... When you die, you go back to your Jesus age, so you're 33. So she's like hot.
Yeah, she's always just stepping out of the shower.
Like, oh, pardon me.
I want to say of the last 20 people we've put in, it's been like 2 females. So these particular apartments are in much higher demand, it seems.
It's a rare opportunity, and joining us is our 7th.
Don't get George Wendt and Jim Irsay in your room.
Are you allowed to have sex in heaven?
Yes.
I mean, we better.
That's sinful.
We're running out of time already. I'd love to really entertain this, but is Donovan there?
He's here. Our 7th Supreme Court Justice, Donovan Lewis, is here. Hi, Donnie.
Hello, Hardline.
Hey.
All right, today's going to be interesting because we try to induct someone that I don't know if you guys have heard the name before, but this is my sales pitch, and I think, especially from the angle of Bob, he's going to be like, really?
Okay.
So we try to induct Terrence Stamp today. The noted actor Terrence Stamp, who checked out at the age of 87. He is a British actor who... Well, hang on, Bob. Let's just slow down.
No, he's British.
A little bit.
Hey.
God, Donovan!
Doggone it, Donovan.
I mean, what is Idris Elba?
That was just so quick, too. So, born in London.
I'm just answering a question. That's
I know.
All I'm
there
doing.
Was no question. Born in London, he worked random jobs until he got a scholarship to train at a famous dramatic art school over there. And he was so good at what he did at a young age. His British film debut was opposite Laurence Olivier, who at the time was kind of known as one of the greatest actors in the world. So that was right out of the chute. And he was so good that his first starring role was in a movie called Billy Budd, which was based on a Herman Melville novel. Herman Melville, who had written Moby Dick. Billy Budd was interpreted into a film in which he got the leading role. And in his first starring role, he was nominated for an Academy Award. So he goes on and does the British thing of life to be in plays and I have to be in theater and la la la. And he does all that throughout the 60s and 70s, all the while, and we mentioned this on E! News, he was Leonardo DiCaprio. He dated only supermodels, like smoking hot. And in the meantime, he was approached to play James Bond.
Bond.
And he said, I'm good. I got a few ideas for it, but I think I'm cool. James Sean Connery Bond. had just resigned. And so he kind of went on. Well, he was asked by Richard Donner, begged by Richard Donner to work in Richard Donner's interpretation of Superman, which came out in 1978. And it caught his attention because he got to appear in a scene with Marlon Brando, who played Jor-El, Superman's father. Zod was Terrence Stamp's role, and Zod was this evil general who had been cast out into space for all of eternity. So he agreed to do that, and then also knew that there would be a part two in which he would get a big, huge role in this. And so, if you don't remember, this was terrifying as a kid, as these three outcasts from Krypton, planet Krypton, ended up on the moon, and
they were trapped in like a flying triangle.
Yeah, yes. They were.
Phantom Zone.
What was it called?
The Phantom Zone.
The Phantom Zone.
Bad CGI.
So here they are on the moon.
I'm going to agree with Dave.
there was an astronaut on the moon who kept saying, Houston, 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 please, we have a problem, we have a problem. So here they are figuring out they have powers and Earth.
Strange. I tore those metal fibers like paper. And what he did was amazing. Something is happening.
Yes, to all of us. The closer we come to an atmosphere with only one sun, a yellow sun, the more our molecular density gives us unlimited powers.
They come from there, a place called Houston.
Then we will go there too, to rule. Finally, to rule.
And off they fly down to what they think is the planet Houston, as the astronaut misled them on the name of
Houston
of Earth. But this was the moment that they call out Zod as they have infiltrated the White House. The president is on his knees bowing to Zod, begging for Superman to please come back and enter the fray and stop these people.
On behalf of my country, and in the name of the other leaders of the world, with whom I have today consulted, I hereby abdicate all authority and control over this planet to General Zod.
Zod?
Only by strict compliance with all his directions will the lives of innocent millions be spared. Superman, can you hear me? Superman, where?
Who is this Superman?
You'll find out, General, and when you do...
Come to me, Superman! If you dare, I defy you! Come! Come and kneel before Zod! Zod!
It was a great villain role when we were kids. I mean, as ridiculous as it is. Did you... I mean, I know you consumed this ham when you were much older than we were, but did you find those first couple of movies okay?
Yeah, they just don't hold up technology-wise. Like
I know.
Dave was saying.
I mean, it's like Star Wars. It's,
and Star Wars special effects are way better than Superman.
Yeah. I push back on that because in 1990 they didn't hold up. Like they were dated so quickly.
Yeah. But he was awesome. Zod was a great character, and then he kind of got some roles that you know were. Because of Zod, he then became this famous American actor. Just a couple of years later, he is toe-to-toe with Michael Douglas in the Oliver Stone movie Wall Street, and he was Gordon Gekko's foil.
Rarer still is your interest in Anacott Steel.
Well, my interest is the same as yours, Larry. Money. Thought it'd be a good investment for my kid.
No, this time I'm in for the long term. It's not a liquidation. I'm going to turn it around. You're getting a free ride on my tail. And with the dollars you're costing me to buy back the stock, I could modernize the plant. I'm not the only one who pays here, Gordon. We're talking about lives and jobs. Three and four generations of steelwork.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you acquired CNX Electronics, you laid off what? 6,000 workers? Jemison Fruit, 4,000? That airline you bought,
Break you, mate. In two pieces over my knees. You know it, I know it. I could buy you six times over. I could dump the stock just to burn your ass. Uh-oh. But I happen to want the company. And I want your block of shares. You're a two-bit pirate and green mailer. Nothing more.
It was an awesome head-to-head scene between those two in that movie. Wall Street was such a huge deal back in the heyday of Oliver Stone in the mid-80s. So he parlayed that, Superman and Wall Street, Bob, into being the caretaker, I don't know exactly what you would call it, but he ran a home for these misfit boys in the Old West in Young Guns.
And I got away with cattle.
That's a jolly funny, Master Stephen. That's no proper table manners.
I got away with hogs.
Congratulations, Charles. You and Stephen will be doing the dirty crockery alone this evening.
Sorry, John, struck me funny.
And to William, both of you.
Apologies, William. Just hacking on you, that's all.
Yeah, we was just hacking on you.
Rumor has it you killed a man, Billy. You don't seem like the killing sort.
Yeah, Billy, what you kill him for?
He was hacking on me.
Did you know that was him?
That no.
He was the dad, or not the dad, but the father figure to all these boys that were in the Old West that had all these issues, and he was trying to raise them to be proper men and all that, all these outlaws. That was Terrence Stamp. And
I had no idea.
And in the Star Wars reboot in Phantom Menace, he played Chancellor Valorian here?
Valorum.
Valorum.
This is where Chancellor Valorum's strength will disappear.
The point is conceded. Will you defer your motion to allow a commission to explore the validity of your accusations?
I will not defer. I've come before you to resolve this attack on our sovereignty now. I suggest new leadership is needed. I move for a vote of no confidence in Chancellor Valorum's leadership.
What is that Natalie Portman accent?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Boring!
Boy, no kidding.
So, in the 80s...
Let's bring boring politics and Senate hearings to Star Wars.
Let's have the whole movie in the Senate.
Terrible. Donovan, were you a Superman fan as a kid?
No.
Not even the Richard Pryor one?
I remember watching it, but I just wasn't a huge fan.
What's Richard Pryor's in it? Yeah, I'll go. Oh,
man. I don't know if I deserve that stray, but let's continue.
But you have big-time athletes like Shaq that have Superman tattoos that love Superman. So it does infiltrate the community in some level, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying it didn't. I just wasn't a fan of it.
Was there,
I didn't say we didn't know anything about it.
No, but was there a blaxploitation equivalent of Superman? Like Blackula gave us in the Dracula space? I don't think so, right?
Not that I know of.
No. I don't think there was
Blackie Man? No, that's not a...
Blackie Man?
What? I just said Blackula, like Dracula. I'm just trying to think of the equivalent. Don't put this on me.
Well,
continue. Just quit asking me about black things. Continue.
Terrence Stamp, nominated for an Academy Award in his first movie, dated supermodels, starred in Superman, starred in Wall Street, starred in Young Guns, starred in one of the Star Wars reboots, and many other things that I'm leaving out, but those are the high notes. Michael Dixon, do you put him in?
Yes.
DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, Ham?
He voiced Mankar Cameron in the Elder Scrolls game, so yes.
Bob?
Lord.
Do you feel like you're overusing the term starred in those movies? Or
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
Was cast in those movies.
Okay, go ahead.
This
is your little vote.
It's a big vote, and I'm just asking you a simple question. You do not have to respond that way.
It's more also appearing.
Okay, he's Zod, for God's sakes.
We're going to put him in. You're overusing the term starred in.
Would you put him in?
You know, I was on the fence, but your impassioned case.
Thank you.
You are like his Goose Goslin.
You are.
I'm going to vote him in.
Goose Goslin.
I spent all morning preparing for this very moment, and yes, I will put him in too.
Donnie?
I'm out.
So it's not unanimous.
No, it's not.
Well, he will be having all day sex with Lonnie Anderson.
She might not be hot enough for him.
I know, because he only dated 60 supermodels, but dude.
She's not going to know who he is. He can't woo her that British accent. She's not going to understand what he's saying.
God. That's so
You
racist.
Underestimate the power of the British accent.
No doubt. You need to fashion one. By the time we go to San Francisco, you need to be British, like Idris Elba. I want to see how it works.
You don't have to
Okay, I'll work on it.
You don't have to be like
We need
Idris
Donnie
Elba.
To be the next. We need Donnie to be the next Bond.
I know.
I'm sorry, Donnie.
James Bond.
Yes, James Bond.
Thank you.
What
for,
was that?
It was killer. Don't
He's
worry about
a
it.
A little nervous
James
around
Bond.
You.
All right, Donovan. Thank you very much.
He's having
fun. Steve, fight night tomorrow night. Fight night.
I will be there.
We
fight
hope,
night.
Hope you win.
He's not fighting.